coming. Today's Daf Zayin. We're in Vav Amid Beis. We'll go back a few lines where it says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushnei Mikra Echa Darshu. They both learn from the same pasuk whether or not, when there's two Adars, which Adar is the real Adar? Is it Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? One held Adar Rishon, one held Adar Sheni. What's the machlokas about? They're darshing the same pasuk. It says, B'chol Shana V'Shana. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Savar, B'chol Shana V'Shana. Ma, Kol Shana V'Shana, Adar Zarach L'Shvat. Every, in the non-leap year, it's Adar's next to Shvat. Avkan, Adar Zarach L'Shvat. So to here, Adar is close to Shvat. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Savar, B'chol Shana V'Shana. Ma, Kol Shana V'Shana, Adar Zarach L'Nisan. Just like every year, Adar is close to Nisan. Afkan, Adar Zarach L'Nisan. So to here, Adar, the one that's close to Nisan, which is Adar Beis. Now, Bishlam alor belazer Rabbi Yossi mistaver taima de'ein mavir and ala mitzvos. It makes sense to say, I understand why Adar Rishon, because ein mavir and ala mitzvos. The mitzvahs show up now, don't push it off till second Adar. I hear that. Elo shir megam lil my taima. What's his reason? So, Amar Rabbi Tevi, taima de shir megam lil, mismach geula l'geula adif. Thank you. Being mismach to geula v'geula is better. What does that mean, mismach geula geula? Having geulas back to back is better. What geulas back to back? Says Rashi, Purim lePesach. That's better. Why is that better?
Because there's nothing in Shvat.
What about Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs?
In the first one, you can't just.
So he doesn't hold. He doesn't hold Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs applies. Why not? Or if it does apply, this beats it. Right? Rabbi Eliezer Omar, time of the Rabshir Mengamlil Mehacha. A different reason. It says, Lekayim Eshigeras HaPurim Hazos Shenis. Hashenis, meaning the second one, meaning Adar Sheni. Vistrach Lemichla Hashenis, Vistrach Lemichla B'chol Shana V'Shana. Is that, I need both. Deem B'chol Shana V'Shana, if it only would have said B'chol Shana V'Shana, Hava Mina Kikushin. I would have said, well, Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. Kamash Malon Shainis. No, it says Shainis. Vi Ashminan Shainis. And if it only would have said the word Shainis, have, I mean, I would have thought, Bitchila Birishon Vishani, that you should let it both months. Twice. Kamash Malon, Bechal Shana Vishana. No, you only let it once a year. Verbiliezer, Barbiosi, Hi Shainis, me Avidle. So what did he do with the word Shainis? He said that it's Adas close to Shvat because of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. What did he do with the word Shainis? First, the holiday started in Shushan, Ulibasov, B'chol Ha'olam Kulo. Then it spread to the whole world. So it's like two-stage yontif. That's why it says Shainis. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Shalcha Lehem Esther L'Chachamim. Esther sent a message to the Chachamim, Kavi'uni L'Doros. Make me a yontif out of what happened with me. Make a yontif out of the whole Purim story. So Shalchula, they sent it back, we can't do that. You know why? We're going to cause all jealousy among the nations of the world. We're going to record what happened to them. We're going to record the downfall of Haman and all those soldiers. So Shalchulahem, she sent back, what are you talking about? It's already in the Chronicles. It's already in their Chronicles. It's okay. Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chaviva, Masnu, B'kula Seder Moed. Whenever these groups are in Seder Moed, Ki Kahai, Kol Ki Hai Zuga, this whole, all these group, so Chalfi Rabbi Yochanan, Amai Rabbi Yonathan. They take Rabbi Yochanan and they put in Rabbi Yonathan. Okay, anyway. Shalcha Lam Esther L'Chachavim, Kizvuni L'Doros. I want to be make a yontif out of what happened to us forever. Shalcha La, Halo Kasafti L'cha Shlishim. It's a pasuk in Mishlei? Yes, a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, Halokasafti lecha shalishim b'moetos vadas. A pasuk in Mishlei. That Shlomo HaMelech says, I only have three things I wrote. Shlomo wrote three things. What three things did he write? Kehelet, Shir HaShirim, and Mishlei. What does that have to do with this? So v'lo rebeim, not four. In other words, we already have mention of the downfall of Amalek three times. Where are the three times? In Parshas Beshalach, in Parshas Kisetze, and by Shmuel with Agag. We already have it three times. Right? V'lo revi'im. Not can't be four times. We can't have it again in Esther. Ad shema. So what does that pasuk have to do with this? Right? What's the connection between that pasuk and that? That pasuk is talking about Shlomo HaMelech. So the Ritva says, it's a good question. The Ritva says, well, since Shlomo HaMelech only wrote three svarim, so it's like, it's sort of like that's the cutoff. Nobody gets more than three svarim. So the smartest person of all time only wrote three, so I should make you four. It's a difficult answer. Difficult question. Right? It's a difficult remez. The remez. Oh, you can only have three. Why? Because Shlomo said that. Okay, so Shlomo said that. What does it do with this? It's a good question. Anyway, they got out of it anyway. Ad shematzalo mikra kasav batorah. And they found a pasuk in the Torah that sort of gave them the out to have more than three. What's the pasuk? Kasav zos zikaron basefer. This is a pasuk at the end of Bishalach, after the battle with Amalek. Kasav zos zikaron basefer. Kasav zos, right here, Masha Kasav Khan. What's already written here, what happened here, the battle of Amalek, Uber Mishnah Torah, and Parsha Zachar. Zikaron, what does the word zikaron mean? Masha Kasav bin Nevi'im. What's going to be written in the Nevi'im, in Parshas, in Shmuel. And B'Sefer, Masha Kasav bin Megillah. And Sefer is another thing. What's that? Megillah Esther. Actually, Kitanoi. It's actually a Machlokas Tanoim, how to learn that Pasuk in B'Shalach. Kasav Zos, Masha Kasav Khan. Those are the four words. Kasav Zos, Masha Kasav Khan. What does that mean? And then it says Zikaron. Zikaron, Masha Kasav, Mishnah Torah. I'm sorry. Start over. Ketanai. Kasav Zos, Masha Kasav Khan. First of all, record what happened here in B'Shalach. Zikaron, Masha Kasav, Mishnah Torah. And remember what happened in Parsha Zohar. And Basefer, Masha Kasav, Benevim, Divrei Rabbi Yehoshua. And the third reference is to Shmuel. What about Megillah? No source. Rabbi Eliezer Hamodai Omar, Kasav Zos, Masha Kasav Khan, Uba Mishnah Torah. Write down what happened here and Parsha Zachar. Zikaron, Masha Kasav, Benevim. Zikaron happened by the Nevi'im in Shmuel. And Basefer, Masha Kasav, Benevim. And the word Basefer is an allusion to Megillah, the Megillah Esther. Amr Vudam Shmuel. Esther ain't a new halacha now. Esther ain't a matamet hayadayim. Normally, there's a halacha that all kisvei kodesh make you tamei. Why do they make you tamei? It's a din d'rabbanan because they used to store the wheat, the food, together with the sif with the svarim, because it's a safe place. And they wanted to. Is that why? Yeah. Right. Right, so the Esther doesn't have that dim. So lememra, right? So anyway, they made a gzeira that kisvei kodesh are matame the yadayim, right? What? Right. Right. Also, because if you touch truma, if a stam person touches truma, he makes a tummy. So they wanted to make sure they're careful with that, so they made a gzeira on the you should never touch a Sefer Torah by itself, always with a glove or something. Similar, they were always kept together, so they made a similar gzeira. Not Esther. Lememra.
They learned with a scroll. How they
handle it without a... That's exactly the point. Exactly the point. Make sure you don't touch it. Don't touch it exposed. Exactly. They didn't have books. Exactly. They didn't have printed books.
They function like learning yeshiva.
They learned by heart.
What?
They learned by heart.
They called
them a Megillah Zeris,
not a
Sefer. Right. So Esther ate him a Tavos Yedayim. Remember, the Esther la Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. What do you tell? Why not? How come Esther not? What? It wasn't written Baruch HaKodesh? It's not true. Baruch Shmuel Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. It was written Baruch HaKodesh. So the Gemara answers, Nemra Likros. It was said over to be read, Baruch HaKodesh. V'lo Nemra Lichtov. It wasn't said over to be written down. That wasn't Baruch HaKodesh. The story was Baruch HaKodesh, but not the idea that it has to be written down. You want to write it down? You can write it down. It's not going to have Kedusha. Meisvei, 1 second. Meisvei, 1 minute. So what did we just finish saying? That Megillah wasn't wasn't supposed to be written down. It was supposed to be said bal peh. It wasn't supposed to be written down. You want to write it down? You could write it down, but it doesn't have kedusha. That's the Gemara's answer. Correct? That's the Gemara's answer. Right?
Right.
Make sense, that answer?
No.
Why not?
Because it says, the whole time it says it, that they read, you're supposed to read it's a various every year on Purim. Megillah says you're supposed to read it every year on Megillah. And every year on Purim. How can you say that it's not, it shouldn't be written down?
You're asking Tosus's question, who asks it even stronger. So look at the top Tosus. Mashma, dismutter likros al peh. It implies to me that you can read the Megillah by heart. Somebody can memorize it, then I'll read it. I'll say it out. Right? Vikasha, the heichi pligi al stam mishna lekam perak beis. Because the stam mishna and perak beis, there's nobody arguing. You're not allowed to do that. What's going on here? Right? The tani kara al peh lo yatza. You read it by heart, you're not yotze. Virav nami hu da amar lekamon shetarach lekosva ulotofron begidin. Not only that, all the halach has to be written on cloth, with ink, with gidin, the whole nine yards. Rabbi Yochanan Ami Omar dim kara bein aksuvim lo yotze. If you read it some strange way, you're not yotze. So what do you mean you can read it by heart? What does that mean? Lokeach nira lepiresh tahad de kamar lo nitna lichtov. What does it mean? It wasn't given to written down. Beruach Hakodesh. It wasn't given Beruach Hakodesh. Alphabet the Midrabanan. Nitna likasev likros. Of course, Midrabanan has to be written down because you're not allowed to read it by heart. So what does it mean when the Mishnah said, when the Gemara here said that it was given Beruach Hakodesh? That was to read it. What about the idea of writing it down? That's a din derabanan. So all the rules apply. You can't read it by heart. You have to write it with cloth and dio. All that is that din derabanan. Vakati kasha. Listen to Tosa's question. If it's only a din derabanan, listen to this question. Daha damrinan biperak habamuna mesechus yuma. We say in mesechus yuma, the Gemara says like this. Nimchala Esther layalos hashachar. Esther is compared to the dawn. Ma shachar sofa laila. The dawn is really the end of the night. Af Esther sofa nisim. Esther was the end of nisim. Uparach, and we ask, vo'ika chanaka. Chanaka happened after Purim. And what does the Gemara answer to that question? Umishani, and we answer, no. Litin lekosav kamar. We meant, what was the last thing written down? Esther was the last thing written down. The Gemara gives that answer. Hanukkah's not written anywhere.
The last miracle
written down. Right? Now we just said it wasn't supposed to be written down. That's only a din derabanan. Right? Uparach. That only makes sense if it's supposed to be written down. Elamanda amar. Like we're saying, what kind of answer is that? The ain lomar dahad nitin likasev midrabanan kari ksiva. But don't tell me it's written there that it means the Rabbanon, that it was written down the Rabbanon. That doesn't mean that. The M came, Hadara Kushan Luduchte. The question comes back. Why? Chanukah is also mentioned in Megillah's Tainus. Now you're not allowed to fast on that. Right? The answer starts with no. What do you mean it's written down in Megillah's Tainus? That's a list of things. It's not written down. The story's not recorded there. The Megillah is much better than the Megillah of Tainus. The whole of these rules, right? But comment to the Tzrichim and Megillah of Tainus. None of that's the Megillah of Tainus. You can buy Megillah of Tainus in this farm store. Printed off the computer. You can't do that to a Megillah. Megillah has to be written by a sofer. It's not the same thing at all. So, interesting, no? Okay. Back to the Gemara. Meisvei. Second middle level line. Rameir Omer, Kehelas Eda Matama Say Yadayim, Kehelas is not Matama Yadi Yadayim, Umachlokas Bashir Ashirim. Ashir Ashirim is Machlokas about it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shir Ashir Matama Say Yadayim, Shir Ashirim is Matama, Umachlokas Pekehelas, the exact opposite. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kehelas, what's the story with Kehelas? Mikule Beishamai, Umechumer Beishilo. Beishamai is Mekel Beishilo is Machmer, Aval Rus, Bashir Ashirim, Be Esther, Matama Say Yadayim. But Rus, Shir Ashirim, and Esther are Matama the Yadayim. So what's the Kasha? The Kasha on Shmuel is that it's not true. Who the Amar Rabbi Yeshua? The answer is, he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, who we just learned a few minutes ago, didn't have a Makar for Megillah. Because he only held it with three. Held like that. Right? In Taka, Esther was not supposed to be written down. Therefore, It's not one of the Kisvei Kodesh. Tanya, Rishur ben Manasseh Omer, Kehelas Eidim Atam Atzai Yadayim, Kehelas Eidim Atam Atzai Yadayim, why not? Ibnei, Shechachmaso Shol Shlomo Hi. It's just wisdom. Shlomo's a smart man. It's wisdom. Amru lo, V'chizu Bulvad Amar, V'lo Kfar Nemar, V'idaber Shloshes, Alofim, Mashal. What do you mean? He said also 3,000 other things. He said 3,000 Mishalom. So therefore what? So Rashi says, U'keheles, up there, Kfar Nemra. Kehelas is already written when it says that. V'kivon delo, Kasav es Kulan. Since all those were not written, that where are those Mashals? Where are those 3,000 Mashals? Where are they? We don't have them. L'manata, Shemasha Kasav, Ruach HaKodesh Haya. So you see from here, that was written, that is Ruach, is special. Where's the rest of Shlomo's works? Right? The collected works of Shlomo, where are they? We don't have them. So obviously, what we do have is special. The Omer, it also says, Al Tosif al Dvar, don't add on. My V'Omer, what does it mean? What's that extra word? What's that extra thing over here? Don't add on. Chite Mameimar Tuva Omar. Maybe you say like this. Maybe he said a lot of things. V'i boy ichtav, v'di boy lo ichtav. Some I want to write, I'll write. If I don't want to write it, I won't write it. Toshma, Al Tosif al Dvarov. Therefore he said, not everything has to be written down. Now we're going to learn five sources to the following story. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. Of course Esther was in Baruch HaKodesh. How do you know? Shnemar, it says, V'yomer Haman Belibo. Haman said to himself. How do we know what Haman said to himself? Obviously it was Baruch HaKodesh. Number two, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. Shnemar, Vati Esther knows his chen ve'enei kol ra. Everybody that saw Esther fell in love with her. Oh, what a great girl. How do you know that? How do we know that? Number three, Remeir Omer, Esther Ruch HaKodesh Nemar Shnemar, Vayivada Hadava LeMordechai. And the matter became known to Mordechai. How do we know that? No, he didn't say it. He became, how? We don't know. Number four. What? No. Rabbi Yossi ben Drus, we're going to answer in a minute why it's not Ruch HaKodesh. Rabbi Yossi ben Drumaskis Omer, Esther Ruch HaKodesh Nemar, Shnemar says, Ubabiza Lo Shalcho Es Yodam. Nobody touched it. Nobody touched the spoils. How do we know that? We know what happened. The whole world, no one touched a thing. How do we know? Number five, Amar Shmuel, Ihavi Hasam. Had I been there, that conversation, I would have said, Milsa Dadifa Mikulu. I would have said something better than all of them. Shenemar, Kimu Vikiblu. The whole B'nai Yisrael accepted the Torah. How do we know that? They sent out a proclamation. How do we know that? Kimu Lamaila, Masha Kiblu Lamata. They accepted here what Hashem accepted up there. In other words, we're all on the same page. How do we know that? Amar Rava, Lekulu Itzlu Pircha, Yibar B'Dishmur, Latsay Pircha. Every single one of these five, these other four sources are all can be upslugged, not the last one. Why? To Rabbi Eliezer, what did he say? Haman said to himself. How do we know what Haman said to himself? The answer is Svaruhu, it's obvious. There's no one better than me. Haman thought. It was reasonable for us to assume that Haman thought that. And I'm the best, I'm the two man. Of course he means me. Akashur said, who's a special guy? Oh, me. Right? He must have said to himself, he must mean me. Rabbi Akiva, Dilma, what did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva said that it says that everyone who's looked at Esther was impressed with Esther. How do we know that? I'll tell you why. Each person thought, oh, she doesn't want to say where she's from. She's Irish. She's Italian. She's New Zealand. But everyone said she must be from us. That's all it meant. Not that everyone fell in love with her. No, everyone thought she's so beautiful and she's so amazing, she must be one of ours.
Yeah, that's
what?
It's the same question.
What?
It's the same question. How do you know that everybody thought that?
Yeah, okay.
Bahadur
Meir, what did Meir say? Meir said, it said that the matter became known to Mordechai. They were Tarshim, they were some strange country, and Mordechai happened to be, he knew that language. And Bahadur Yossi ben Damascus, what about what he said? He said, what did he say? It said that nobody touched any of the spoils. Dilma Paristiki Shadur. Yeah, maybe we sent out scouts. And they know that no one touched anything. But the Shmuel Bade let le Pircha. Shmuel is no Pircha. Why? Amar Ravina, Hana de Amri Inish. What Shmuel say? that Hashem and Bnei Yisrael were on the same page. That, how do we know that? Damar Shmuel, that's what people say. Tavach, Palpalta, Charifta, one good pepper is better than Mimole Tzani curry. Better than a whole basket full of average ones. Right? Not spicy ones, not good ones. Right? Shmuel's Avar was the best. Rabbi Yosef Amar, another source, Mehacha from here. V'yimea Purim ha'elu lo yavru mitocha Yehudim. Purim will never be gone. How do we know that? Obviously, it's Ruach HaKodesh. Number 7, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar Mehacha. V'zichrom lo yasuf mizaram. Same idea. The memory will never go away. How do we know that? Okay, now, in the whole halachas of Shalach Monas are in the next like 20 lines of Gemara. That's it. It's all appeared. Here we go. Ready? Matanos of Yonim. Tani Rabbi Yosef. Umashalach manos ish l'reyehu, umata shtei manos l'ish echad. Two manos to one person. It's the whole business. You don't have to have a theme of the Olympics or a theme of some TV show. You don't have to do all that. It's just two manos to one person. That's the whole story. Umatanos l'vyonim. What about matanos l'vyonim? That's shtei matanos l'shnei b'nei adam. That's one donation twice. Two donations to two different people. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Shadil al Rav Oshia, he sent Rav Oshia, Itma, a thigh, the igla tilsa, of a good calf, the garba de chamra, and wine. Shalach Lei told him back, Ki amtabar banu rabbeinu, mashalach manas ashariyeu, you are makaya mashalach manas, and then matanos avionim is in parentheses, because it's not really true. Ki be makaya half of matanos avionim, maybe. You don't have to give kesef, it can be shava kesef too. Right? It doesn't have to be kesef.
Is it a barbecue guy?
I don't know. It's a good question, actually, by the way. It has to be ready to be eaten. Every kasha on Shalach Manas is here. Rabba Shadar Le Lamori Bar Mar. Rabba sent to Mori Bar Mar. Who's Mori Bar Mar? It's his son. He sent his son Biyad Abaya. With Abaya as the shliach. It's a whole other discussion. Do you need a shliach for Shalach Manas? You can just go show up yourself. Right? Malay Taska de Kashva. A basket full of dates. Umalay Kasa de Kimcha. And a cup full of wheat. Davshuna, that was dried out. Amalay Abayas. Abayas said, Hashta Amar Mari. Now Mari will say back to me, meaning Rabba's son will say back to me about Rabba. Ichak la Malka lahave dikula mitavare lo nachis. What does that mean?
The peasant becomes a king, does he not take the basket
off his neck? When the peasant becomes a king, doesn't he take the basket off his neck? In other words, he's criticizing him. Why is my father sending me such inferior stuff? Right?
Yeah, you give me ordinary gifts.
You're a rabbi, you're the Rosh Hashiva, you give me ordinary stuff? You send me some potato chips? That's what you're doing? So hadar shadolei iu male tasu.
Okay,
so it sounds like, no? Yeah. No. Abaya said that's what he's going to say. That's
is
what he said.
It
was roasted wheat. I think it was edible.
Power of roasted wheat.
So, he sent him back a basket full of ginger. And a cup full of peppers. Long peppers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Amar Abaya. So Abaya said, "Hashta Amar Mar." Now, when Rabbi sees that, he's gonna say, "Shadri le chulya v'iu shadri le chorfa." I sent him sweet stuff. He sends me back the sour stuff, spicy stuff. I'm not sure what this means. Amar Abaya, ki nafki mi be mar have savana. When I left Mar, I was all full. I thought I was full. When I got here, Krivali Shitin Soy de Shitin, they gave me 60 measures of
60 plates,
Mine Kedera of Achli by Shitin Plugi, and I ate 60 pieces of it. Right?
One of each.
Ubishula Basrayu Have Karile Tali Kadar. Then they brought out the roast after that. Vaboy Lemechat Sa Abasre. And then I ate the dessert also.
No, I want to eat the plate.
I was so hungry. Amar Abaya, I haven't done Rinchi. People say, Kafir Eina Velo Yada. You're hungry, you don't even realize. Inami, or maybe Ravcha Lebisma Shchiach. What's Ravcha Lebisma Shchiach?
You can find room in your stomach for sweet things. Oh,
right. Rashi says it. Revach Matzui, there's always room. Ludavra Matuk, for something sweet, besoch hame'ayim, in your belly. Always room for dessert. Abaya bar Avin, Rav Chinina bar Abi, Avin, Nechafetz l'sudayu l'adadei. They used to visit, go to each other for the suda. Amar Rava, famous Gemara, mechayev ines l'psume bipuraya. A person is mechayev to get drunk on Purim. It's basically what it means. Ad de lo yada, until you don't know the difference, bin Aruhaman l'baruch Mordechai. So you don't know the difference between Aruhaman and Baruch Mordechai. Hey, you could spend an hour on this line alone. What does it mean?
This one is a kind, everybody's
the Shulchan Aruch does not argue on Rava. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. This line is in the Shulchan Aruch word for word. Now, listen to this. One second, before we get to that. So, the only thing I can tell you is, if the whole year you know that you're Yada between Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai, then on Purim you could be the Lo Yada. If the whole year you're not so Yada about it, you don't have to be Lo Yada. Anyway, you're not Yada about it. That's the best I could say. That's what I tell my family. I told my son that. If the whole year you're living on a level where you're yada between the two, then you can get drunk. And if not, not. And since you're not, then not. Right? It's very simple. Now, Rabba verb Zera of the Sudas Pur Bahadi Adadi, they had a Suda together. Ibsam, they got drunk. Come Rabba Vashachte Rab Zera. Rabba got up and shachted Rab Zera. So Machlokas, if he actually did it. By the way, so Rabbeinu Ephraim says if he's from here, that we don't pass him like Rava.
Who's Rava?
No, Rava said that you have to get drunk on Purim. They bring a story where someone killed somebody. Right? So you see from here, says Rabbeinu Ephraim, we don't hold like Rava. You don't have to get drunk. It can lead to crazy things. The problem is the Shulchan Aruch passes you can. Right? Anyway, the Rambam, the best I can tell you is the Rambam puts this, the Halacha also quotes it. He puts it in the context of Sudas Purim. In the Suda, you get, as Mr. Brewer says, you get a little drink more than usual. You're full, you drink a little bit more than usual. You're a little besimcha. You don't know the difference. Haman, Mordechai. Until you're Makai in the Mitzvah. To be plastered, and you can't drive, and you can't miss my roof. None of that applies.
Right?
So, he shechted Reb Zera. It's very difficult, Kamara. Because some say he didn't really shecht him, he looked like he was going to. The problem is, Lomachar, Boy Rachmev Achi. The next day, everyone sobered up, he davened and he revived him. That's fine. I have no problem with that. A nace, fine. The problem is it. Lashana, the next year, on my way, Nasimar Venev, Tudas Purim Hadadadi, come for the Suda, Reb Zera, come over. So on my way, no. Lomachal Shaita, Vishaita, Misrachish Nita. Not every year I'm going to have a nace for me. So if he didn't really kill him, what's the nace? What's the nace? That he didn't overtax. It's enough. A nace, he said.
I'm declining the invitation.
I understand. Why am I declining the invitation? Not every year an nace happens. If he didn't, some before Shem hold, he didn't really shecht him. It looked like he shechted him. Then what's the nace? You hear what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
He says, I'm not coming. He didn't say I'm not coming because his food's not good. He didn't say I'm not coming because I don't like your wife. He didn't say that. He said, I'm not coming because I don't want to rely on another nace. Marsha
says they don't take it literally.
What? Then what does it mean, a nace? That also not literal.
He drank so much wine, he came deathly ill.
Okay.
And
then he should not die
from his illness. He got really drunk.
So what's the nace?
But he got better from his illness.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a hard story. It's a hard story.
Why did he get so drunk that he... Why does he want to kill Rav Zera? What, are we arguing about tomorrow?
Yeah. Okay, Amar Rava. Sudas Purim sh'achlo b'layla yolera t'dei chavata. You can't have the Sudas Purim at night. Right? My time, or why not? Yimei mishta v'simcha k'tiv. Because it says Yimei mishta v'simcha. Yimei, the day. Rav Ashi have Yosef Kamed of Kahana. Rav Ashi was sitting by Rav Kahana. Some switched to a Meimar. Anyway, Naga, it was a delay for the loss of Rabbanan. No one showed up. So Amalei, my time of the loss of Rabbanan. Why the heck no one showed up? Right? To the Shir. So he sent back to Rav Ashi, Dilma, Tridi, Besudas Purim. Maybe they're busy with the Suda. Amalei, Vechilo, Haya, Efshar, Lamechla, Beorta. You can't make a suit at night. Can you make a suit at night? Amalei. So Rav Ashi said, Lo shmile lamar da damar rava suitas purim shachal vah lo tzedek chavaso. Didn't you know? Yeah, you can't make a suit at night. What kind of suggestion was that? Amalei. Okay. Anyway, I didn't know that. Okay, good. Tana, Mine, Arbon Zinnan. He learned it over this din 40 times. But you can't make it through that night. 40 times learned over. V'damrile, come on, the Marach Bekise. It was like it was in his pocket.
You know, 40 is enough or 100?
He learned it 40 times. It was enough. Okay. Since the Gemara said that it's ain bain, either Rishon to either Sheni, except for the following. And we have many Mishnahs now with ain bain. Tomorrow's daf is very difficult daf. Hard sugis. But this is now ain bain yontif l'shabbos ela ochel nefesh b'lvad. There's no difference between yontif and Shabbos except for ochel nefesh. Now that's not true. There's a lot of differences between yontif and Shabbos. Right? A lot of differences.
You never had this in Beitzah?
Might have had it. What Rashi said, it means something that's usher on Shabbos is mutter on Yontif. Aval le'inyan onshin, yesh harbe, a lot of differences. Ze b'skila, b'kares, ze lav greda. Yontif is only a lav, Shabbos is much worse. Doesn't mean everything, no difference. It means in terms of what you can mutter, there's one difference. What's that? Ochel nefesh. Hal le'inyan machshirei ochel nefesh. What about machshirei ochel nefesh? Preparing food, zevet eshavin. They both agree that what? That you're allowed to. Machshirei ochel nefesh. Usher, both usher. They both agree it's usher, right? Masnisin delok Reb Yehuda. This is not like Reb Yehuda. The Tanya. Ein ben yontif l'shabbos, ela ochel nefesh. There's no difference except for ochel nefesh. Reb Yehuda matir af machshirei ochel nefesh. Reb Yehuda matir is even machshirei ochel nefesh. My time is the Tanakama. What's the reason of the Tanakama? Amar Kra, who? It says you. Below, you could cook for whatever you need if you want to. Below machshirov, not preparations. I can't chop down a tree because I need a handle for a knife. Can't do that. Reb Yehuda, lochem, lochem l'chol tzarchechem. Whatever you need to do. Even machshirei. V'duch nami yaktiv lochem. But doesn't everyone agree that's the word lochem? Yeah, that means lochem below l'ovdei kochavim, lochem below l'klavim. You can't cook for a goy on yantif, and you can't cook for a dog on yantif. You have pets, that has to be done beforehand. The goy, a neighbor, do it beforehand. V'educh nami yaktiv who? But even the one who says, it says that you can, doesn't it say who, which seems to limit what you can do. Yaktiv who, yaktiv lochem. It says both. How do you reconcile? Kan machshirin she'efte laso some air of yantif. What if it's a preparation that you can do before yontif? Even Reb Yehuda agreed you have to do it before yontif. Kan machshirin she'ef shalatzos some erev yontif, and what is something that you could not do before yontif? So what would be a different nafkamina? Let's say something broke, a kli broke, and I need a new kli. So according to Reb Yehuda, okay, so go get a new kli now. It's machshirin, yeah, but you couldn't do it before yontif. It wasn't broken. Ein ben Shabbos Yom Kippurim. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Ela shazeh. Zedono b'di Adam, v'zeh Zedono b'kares. One is punished by Adam. Which one's that? Shabbos. And Yom Kippur, somebody drives a car in Yom Kippur, Bez doesn't do anything to you. You get kares. Hal inyan tashlumin.
That's the only difference.
Not the only difference. It's the difference that we mentioned. Hal inyan tashlumin. What about Tashlumin? Zev is Eshavin. They both agree. What does this Tashlumin mean? So we know that you cannot pay money and get Misa for the same act. So let's say you rip somebody's shirt on Shabbos. So you've done two things wrong. You violated Shabbos, and you also ripped the guy's shirt. Shirt costs $50. It's a good shirt. But you don't have to pay the $50. Why? Because you're going to be getting killed. You're getting skila for that. So there's a din of Kimle Midrav Mine. So there's no payment. What about if I rip a shirt on Yom Kippur? I'm not going to get skila. What's going to happen to me? Kares. So that they agree. You also don't have to pay, even though you're not getting killed b'bezdin, you're getting killed b'shamayim, you're also pater. Who said that? They all agree. Why? It's not one of the differences. So who said that? Mani masnisin, Reb Nechunya ben Akonahi. It's Reb Nechunya ben Akana, the Tanya, Reb Nechunya ben Akana, Haya Oseth, Yom Kippurim, Kishabit, the Tashlumen. He made Yom Kippur, he held that Yom Kippur had the same din as Shabbos regarding this halacha of Kimle, of paying back. Ma Shabbos, Mitzchayev, Benafsho, Upata Menat Tashlumen. On Shabbos, you're Chayev and you're Potter from payment. Af Yom Kippur, Mitzchayev, Benafsho, Upata Menat Tashlumen. So to Yom Kippur. Okay? Now, 1 second. Tanan Hassam, we learned over there, another Mishnah, Kol Chayav Kris Shalaku, if you're Chayav Kares and you get Malkus, Niftiru Midei Kris Hassan, you don't get Kares anymore. The Kares goes away. Hashem says, you get to give them Malkus? That's good enough by me. No more Kares. Shenemar like... Shenemar... No, Kimle. This is a separate thing. A guy eats on Yom Kippur, so he does Malach on Yom Kippur, so instead of getting Kares, we'll give him Malkus. Shenemar like it says, V'nikla Achicha Le'enecha. Kivan Shalaka, once you get Malkus, Havera Kiyo Achicha. Divir Rechanina Ben Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Cholken Al-Chaver Al-Chanina Ben Gamliel. No, nobody holds like that. We don't agree with that. We don't hold like that. But Amar Rava, Amri Bei Rav, Tanina, Ein Ben Yom HaKippur Moshabes, Elo Shezeh Bezono Bidei Adam, Bezeh Zono Bidei Kares. The Emisa, and if it's true, that what? That anytime you get Kares, if you get Malkus, it's good enough, then Edi Bidei Adam Hu. Both Yom Kippur and Shabbos are punished by Bidei Adam. Why? Get Malkus. So I'm going to give two answers. Amar of Nachman, the Hamani, Rabbi Yitzchak. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar, Malkus Machayev Kris is like a. There's no such thing like that. Malkus, is that a Kris? No such thing. The Tanya, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Machayev Kris is Bechlal Hoyu. Machayev Kris is a general category. V'lom Yatzos Bekaris Ba'achotso. Why was Karis singled out by the sister? V'donor Bekaris V'lo B'malkus. No, there's no such thing. You can't get Malkus instead of Karis. No such thing. Rabbi Ashi Amar, I feel Tamar Abanan. No, it could be according to everybody. The Iker Zedono be the Adam, the Iker Zedono be Kares. Most times, the Iker punishment of Yom Kippur is Kares. You're going to find some Bezin who's going to give him Malkus. That's an exception. That doesn't mean that they're the same. They're not the same at all. All right? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos.
A video of a tank crew saying,